So we're just going to relax and breathe. Take time to just settle easily, quietly, gently into that beautiful space of peace that underlies all of the activity. As we breathe slowly and deeply, it sends a powerful message to our body that we're safe and gives us permission to relax. And as we continue to relax more and more deeply, just allowing ourselves to rest, to turn away from the outside conditions and turn within for a moment, to just allow the peace that ever resides at the center to come forward and to feel that gentleness, the loving kindness, the beauty and the harmony that is our inner being, ever waiting to embrace us with love. That beautiful spirit is right there in every moment, ever available for us to relax back into that sweet space of ease and flow and gentleness and ultimately joy. For as we spend more time in that peaceful place, it becomes easier and easier to move up the emotional scale, to feel grateful first and content and satisfied, to move into hopefulness and optimism, positive expectation and belief, passion, freedom, joy, and love. And as we move up the scale, we feel better and better and better. And that's what Abraham wants us to do. And says that's what we intrinsically want to do. In this quote from July 27th of this year, Abraham said, just care about how you feel. You want to feel good. Step into relief as much as you can. Give yourself the benefit of the doubt. You know who receives the benefit when you give others the benefit of the doubt? You do. Reach for thoughts that feel good. Feel as good as you can feel. Look for easy existing matches. Don't beat the drum of things that don't feel good. And watch your critical nature begin to become a nature of appreciation. I love this part of what they said. Watch that edgy, snarky, sarcastic, pushing against self become more positively expectant of others. Watch your criticism or ridicule turn to compliments and appreciation. Watch yourself be the attractor of more and more good-feeling relationships because you are a deliberate focuser of better and better feeling thoughts. Watch what's up close to you improve because of your attention on it. And watch what's not so close but out at a distance. Watch it improve too because of your attention upon it. And back as far as 2016, they were on the same theme. They said, look somewhere else. Look at the easy things. Look at things that are easy to feel good about. It's easy to feel good. It's so easy to feel good. It is so easy to feel good. Look where you are. Look at this day. Look at this world. It's so easy to feel good. Look at the potential. Look at the balance. Look at the diversity. Look at the stuff that the universe is made of. Look at the longevity of you. Look at the wholeness of your source. Feel the bigness of all of this. Feel the bigness of you when you focus within it. These are such good times. There have never been more emphatic, exhilarating times for human to be present and on the path of deliberate creating. It has never been better than this, and it will get better. It has never been better than this, and it will get better because it is the nature of this expanding universe. It's the nature of the expanding universe for things to get better and better and better. So let's just breathe and relax again and focus on the easy things. For me, the easiest things are in nature. And I went out this morning and I saw the most incredible shorebirds. There were 5 striped killdeer with bright red eyes. There was a long-legged greater yellow legs, who I can see all the way across the pond because he's so tall compared to the other sandpipers. There were 2 solitary sandpipers and a spotted sandpiper, a double-crested cormorant, and 3 different species of heron, the great blue heron, the green heron, and the black-crowned night heron. And there were ducks and geese and cardinals and bluebirds. Nature is incredibly abundant. You look out and around at the woods, and there's 1,000 shades of green. The beauty is indescribable, but perhaps you can imagine the green of the trees reflected in the water, the blue of the sky reflected beyond that. The beauty of the birds as they scurry along the shore or wade in the water or preen and bask up on a log, like the great blue heron and the cormorant this morning. I just feel so much love. And as I go out to the park in the morning, I say, show me the beauty, and I'll share it. And I feel so good doing that. And the joy that I feel by focusing on these very present, simple things. As I go to a park that's free and I walk and I see and I appreciate and I vibrate, and I know that those vibrations of appreciation are bringing me more things to life to appreciate. Focus on the simple things. Perhaps the simple thing for you is the hummingbird on the feeder on your deck, or the opportunity to pet a beautiful dog or cat who makes your heart sing. Perhaps the beauty for you is to hug a grandchild or connect with a dear friend. take a moment to contemplate the beauty that you witness in your life. What is beautiful and simple and easy for you to appreciate? As we take a moment to just savor the simple beauty that already exists in our lives. Beauty here and now. Beauty in our imagination. Beauty in our memory. There's such power in just contemplating something beautiful. And now let's contemplate something harmonious. Maybe for you, harmony is represented by music, and you go out to hear music, live music at venues. I know I love that, and I know Patty does too. And it's so good to hear instruments playing together in tune and voices raised and meshing in a beautiful harmony. But that's certainly not the only harmony there is. There's visual harmony. Sometimes you see it in somebody's outfit that they've put together the perfect combination of colors that appears just so wonderfully harmonious that it makes your heart happy and you smile as you see them. Even a stranger walking toward you. I'm blessed because I often see people from other countries and cultures, ethnic backgrounds, who dress up for holidays and maybe go for a walk in the neighborhood. Such a blessing to live in a diverse neighborhood where there's even gorgeous shades and tints and tones of skin colors that are so representative of the beauty of this world. And the fact that we come together and we swim together at the pool and we walk together as people exercise or walk their dogs. So much harmony right here in the neighborhood. What is harmony in your life? What can you see that represents harmony? Harmony is such a gift. And as we vibrate in the upper registers of the emotional guidance scale, we are so much more likely to encounter friends and strangers who are in harmony with our beautiful vibration and come together with rendezvous that feel delicious and happy. And now let's think about appreciating light. Light. Light gives us colors. And as I'm thinking about light today, I'm thinking about rainbows, because I've seen several rainbows recently. I see rainbows on the bottom of the pool when I swim in the evening, and the sunlight's coming through the water. And as the waves go out, there are ripples of rainbows beneath me that I can see so clearly. Thousands of rainbows that I'm floating above. And I've seen a huge double rainbow out the door of my house last week. And I saw a really pretty small sun dog in a cloud as the water in the cloud didn't come down as precipitation, but it got between me and the cloud itself. And I could see the beautiful rainbow that was cast on the cloud. So lovely. And in my house, I see rainbow art, because a long time ago, I discovered that rainbows make me happy. All of the colors together make me smile and feel comfortable. There is such beauty in what is created by light. I have crystals in my windows that make rainbows. So think about light. What is it about light that makes you happy? Is it sunrises or full moons or the Milky Way or a comet? Is it sunshine on your face? Think about light for a moment and appreciate light. We only have a minute or two left, but I would like to take a moment to just focus on joy. I invite you to think of things in your life that bring you joy. I feel joy in flowers and birds and animals, friends, and music. Think of the things in your life that make you feel joyful. So we need to wrap up here now, but I enjoyed the opportunity to focus on easy existing matches that are things that feel good, that allow us to care about how we feel and turn to appreciation of the simple, easy things of life. It feels good to me to do so. I hope it felt good to you as well. And I am grateful for relaxing into the well-being. And so it is.